I know. Lepricha bibigodim shitara. Pricha means, let's say the nega spreads over the whole beged. From every inch of the beged has a nega on it. That's a siman Torah. By nadam we say, if the nega goes over the whole body, he becomes Torah. You only tell me if it's a part of the body. So how do I know? He says, minayin lepricha. That means if it blossoms, it's spread all over the beged. Begodim shitara. Nemra karakas begabachas biyodim. The nemra karakas begabachas begodim. Just like by the person himself, if the nega spreads over the whole body, he's tor. Is that kan parak bekula tor? By a begad also, if the nega spreads over the whole begad, that's a simen tor. Divrei, yeah, tor, yeah. So that's also machlokes by negoyim. So again, the shaila is: if the person goes into the Beis Hamikdash, whether he's tor or not, he's a chayiv mis or not, this could be a shaila by zaken mamri. Down midashin divrei, what does that mean? Eilu ha'erchin v'yacharom v'akdeshes. If somebody has makdis something, is the egdish chal or not? So erchin v'plukt v'remei v'rabonin. So machoikis v'remei v'rabonin by erchin. The Tanaim run like this. Ha'ma'arich tochas mi'ben chodesh. If somebody says, I want to pay the value of a 2 days old, you have a newborn baby, he's not a month old yet. So somebody says, I want to pay his value. Does he have any value or not? Yamarich pochz ben chodesh. The mayor I man noisin dom of yes. The chamayim lo yomaklum. There's no halacha for this. Pochz ben chodesh has no halacha. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that teiches amid aleph. Again, in the middle of the shayla, how do you answer this brice according to Rabbi Meir Shita? That Rabbi Meir holds that a zokin mamri is only if he's chelek on a dover that has to do with the chiyuv koros. So the last pasuk we had was the part of the pasuk was the divrei. The pasuk says his 4 lines down from the top of the peiches amid aleph. Again, the pasuk says divrei that the price before darshin. Only this means erchin v'yacharomim v'yakdeshes. It could be a shayla about erchin. We know that. So somebody says erchin yolai. He wants to be mechayiv to pay his value to hegdish. So more says erchin. What would be the machlekes in halacha of erchin? They plucked with Rabbi Meir for rabbanon. Are we telling the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and rabbanon? The Tanan learned like this. The Gemara in erchin. The Tanan we learned hamarich apochus mi ben chodesh. If somebody says upon a kid that's less than a month old, he says, like, I want to be mechayiv myself to pay his erkin. So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Meir Oimer Noisin Domov. Yes, he has to pay the value of this kid. Even though in the Torah there's no halach of erkin, pochas mi ben chodesh, the pasuk only starts from a ben chodesh. But Rabbi Meir's svar is that Adam Yodeya, what he's saying, and even though there's no halach of erkin, but he means to be menadiv the value, how much you could sell this kid in the marketplace, that much money means to be makdish to hegdish. So that's where Rabbi Meir's svar. However, the Chachamim say, no, lo yom aklum, he didn't say anything. He meant to say hamarich, the erichin of a pochus ben chodesh, and there's no such halacha. There's no domim for a pochus ben chodesh. Therefore, it's a machlokes like this. One says he's chayiv, one says he's potter. And again, the nafkah minor is that according to Rabbi Meir, the Hegdish is Chal, and therefore if he's Makdish an issue with that money, Mekadish an issue with that money, the Gdushin is not Chal, so it would have to do, again, with Chai Vikrisis. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, the Hegdish is not Chal, therefore the Gdushin would be Chal. Now the Gemara says, Hacharomim, one would be the Makhlekes by Lachas of Cheirim, Beplukted Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserev Rabbanan. The Makhlekes in Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserev and the Rabbanan. The Tanan, we learned like this, the Gemara in Erchin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserev Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserev says, Stam Charomim Lebedek Abayis. If somebody says, Stam, I want this money to be to Cheirim, what does he mean? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserev says he means to give the money to Hegdish, to Bedek Abayis, and therefore, if somebody has enjoyment from it, it'll be over the Yisamila. Shinema Hidash is a prophet that says, Kol Cheirim, Kodesh Kodosh Mul Hashem, Heistam Cheirim is Kodesh Kodosh Mul Hashem. If somebody says he wants his money to be chayrim, what he means to say is he has to give it to a kohen. That's all. Stam charomim goes to a kohen, and therefore it has no kedusha to it. And therefore, if somebody has had no enjoyment from it, he's not over the yisamila. Why? Shenema he dashes the pasuk that says kisode hachayrim la kohen ti achuz osoi. It should be like a sdei hachayrim. Mashm stam chayrim. What do we do with the stam chayrim? A field of chayrim. We give it to a kohen. So mashm stam chayrim goes to a kohen. So Marius, according to Chomim, came so matam loymar. What does the pasuk say? Kodesh kedoshim hu l'Hashem. That it says before kochayrim kodesh kedoshim hu l'Hashem. What does it mean? According to Chomim, stam chayrim is not kodesh kedoshim. So what does the pasuk say? Is kodesh kedoshim? Gemara says what it means to say is shechal al kodesh kal kodesh kedoshim via kodeshim kalim. That it's chal chayrim. That if somebody says he wants, let's say, this animal that he already made a kodesh kedoshim or he made a kodeshim kalim, he says that he wants it to be chayrim. The locher is it's chal. The Rashi brings down the Gemara in Erchon that says machrim adam es kedoshov. That means a neder noisim demayim. If it means to make a neder, that means to say he has to give the value of this animal, he has to give to Hegdish. So that's what it means. The pasuk Kodesh Kodashim means that when you machrim, even your karbonis, that's Kodesh Kodashim, still you have to give the value of it to Hegdish. So it could be a machlokes again if you mechayev to give the money or not. And again, I'll be an afkamino. I'll be an afkamino if you mechadash anisha. Is the Kedushin chal or not? And then Hegdashis, what will be a machlokes by Hegdish? The plukta the Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Rabbanin. The Tanya will not like this. We had a Gemara before that Yudalid that Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Aimer. He says, "Afilu tzinuva shel hegdish." Even if you only have a fork, a small fork, or as Rashi says, "Mazle kotin shetovim boizov," that they weave gold with it. You have a small fork that belongs to hegdish, and now you want to be paid with it. You want to redeem it. So tzricha asor b'nayodim levdaisa. You have to have 10 people there when you want to redeem it to give it a good valuation to see how much it's worth. And that's what machlokes before if you need 10 or not. Like Rashi says, we had before in the Parakamo that yud kahanim ksuvim b'parsha im niftes apochus miyasor b'nayodim adayin hegdishi or merlin boy or the rabbonin ain merlin boy. That would be an afkamino. If somebody is paid to it, redeems it without 10 people, is it chal? Is it still hegdish or not? That'll be a machoikis, so be chapin afkamino, if it's hegdish or not. Then we dash in the pasuk says, rebois, so we said the verse before, zehashkois soita. There'll be a question of machoikis, whether you have to make a soita drink from the meha morim or not. And via rifa seglo, or sharla be egla rufa, which city has to bring the egla rufa? Utaurus mitzera, if a mitzera could become Torah or not. Now, what are the machlokes in over here? Hashkoi Saita. Will be a machlokes negayet yuchas Saita. Beplukta the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. A machlokes we have between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That's not, we learned the first Mishnah in Saita, that Hamekane Li Yishtai. If a man becomes jealous, which means he wounds his wife, he gives her Hasra, he tells her, stay away from that man. So Rabbi Elezer right there, Mekanar Pishnayim. You have to warn her in front of two Eidim. Or Mashke. But later, when you see that she's still with that man, she has Yichud with that man again, Al Pi Eidechod. Even though there's only one Eidechod that says, tells the husband, I saw your wife and that man alone, that's enough to make her into a Saitam that she has to drink the Me'amorim. Or the husband himself, if the husband himself comes and says, I saw them together, that's enough to be mechayiva that she has to drink the me'amorim. And if she says she does not want to, then the husband has the right to give her a get, and she does not receive the ksuba. However, Rabbi Yeshua Raymer, no, mekana pishnayim. You have to warn your wife, true in front of two edim, but he holds umashka pishnayim. She only has to drink from the me'amorim. She only becomes a soitor if there are two edim that she was found alone with that man. But if only neidechot saw the stira, or the husband alone, that's not enough. So let's say in such a case, where only neidechot saw the stira.
So, and she says she does not want to drink the me'amarim. So the husband gives her a get. So according to Rav Yeshua, he doesn't have to. And therefore, if he gives her a get, he would have to pay the ksuba. According to Reb Lezer, she's called a seita, and in such a case, he would not have to pay her a ksuba. So again, the chap nafkamina, the money of the ksuba, who does it belong to, is it gezel or not, if you mekadesh an issue with it. Another machlokes is by Rafis Egla, or the Yeshayla machlokes by Egla Rufa, beplukta the Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanan, we learned also Gemarans in Saita, it says, me'ein ha'yamaydidin. Let's say the halacha is you find a dead body outside a city, and it's in between two cities. So you have to measure out to see to which city is the closer. And that city has to bring the Egla Rufa. So when you find a dead body, from where do we start measuring to know which city is closer? So Rabbi Lezer Reimer Mitiburi, from his navel, you have to start measuring from the middle of his body. So the city that's closer to that, that's the city that has to bring the Egla Rufa. Rabbi Akiva Reimer No Mechotmai, you have to start measuring from his nose. And the Gemara says, the Machlokes over there is, where is the Ikar Chiyus of the person, where does his life come from? That Rabbi Akiva holds it comes from his nose, and the other one says, no, it comes from Tiburei. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Mimokim Shenasa Cholol. What does that mean, Mitzavoroi? You have to measure from his neck. Most people are killed by the neck, so that's the first that you have to measure, to know who has to bring the Egla Rufa. So again, it could be, if somebody's Makdish Negla Rufa, and really, if it's not the right city, it's not Chal Negdish, so therefore come out again, the Shail of Gezel, if you Makdish Anish, Kadish Anish with that money, or it could be a case of Chal Vikrisis. Now, Torah Mitzvah, where is the Machlokes about if a Mitzvah becomes Torah or not? That's the Plukta, the Rabbi Shimon of Rabbanan. That could be the Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. That's not, we learned like this. Ein loy boyin. What's going to be if the mitzvah does not have a thumb? Ein loy boyin yad. Boyin regal doesn't have a toe, the big toe. Ros oizin yumonis doesn't have a right ear. So ein loy tyro lomis. The Tanakam holds, he can't become tall. Because the pasuk says, you have to put the dam on his boyin yad regal oizin yuminis, and he holds dvorm kichsuvim. The way the pasuk says it, that's the way it has to be. So if you cannot put it on the thumbs, so therefore he remains tor, he remains tamali olam. And if we go into the base of Migdish, he'll be chayiv misa. Reb Lezer Reimer No, in such a case, noisen lo yamakaymai v'yotzei. Even though he doesn't have a thumb, let him just put the dam on that place closest to the thumb. Al makaymai on the place, that's enough. You do not need dvarim kichsuvim. So therefore he could have a tyra, such a mitzvah could also have a tyra. Rabbi Shimon says, Noisen al shel smol, in such a case where he doesn't have the right thumb or right toe, let him put it on the left. That's also good. V'yaitse, and the v'yaitse is tyra, and it become toe. So kitzis and achlekes, whether mitzvah could become toe or not, will be enough community chayiv krisis, whether he goes into the base of Migdish, when he's still tamei, is he chayiv or not? Now the person says, Bishorecho. So we dash, and the brachah said, Verleket shichotayim. Yavi Yishayla Machlokes about halachas of leket shichrepeya. These are matnas aniyim. That if you left it on the field, the balabas has to leave it there. It's like hefka, and only the aniyim could come and take it. Now leket. What's the machlokes about hichos leket? This man went like this. Shnei shibolim leket. If you're cutting stalks and two stalks fell to the ground while you were collecting them, so that remains leket. The aniyim have a right to keep it. Shloisha, three fell to the ground, then enim leket, that's not called leket, the balabas has a right to take it. It's not there to be mafke or three of them. Shichacho, what's a shalosh shichacho? If you leave over bundles on the field, shnei einim shichacho, if you leave over two bundles, that's called shichacho, you have to leave it there for the aniyim, for the poor people. Shloisha, if you left over three bundles, Einam Shikha, that's not called Shikha, that still belongs to the owner, he has a right to come and take it. The Yakulim, in all these cases, Beishamayim Sholish Lyoni. No, if three stalks fell down, or you left over three bundles, that's still called Leket and Shikha. The owner can still keep it. The Yabola Balabais, only if you left over four bundles or four stalks, that belongs to the Balabas. So such a Machoik is close to be a Shalom Zokin Mamre. whether it's called Maman Aniyim or not. Also, the Yishalim, when it's Gezel, if somebody else takes it, the Baal HaBos takes it, if he keeps it and he's Mekadosh an issue with it, there'll be Yishalim, Chayav Krisus. Peya, where will be the Machlokes Benichos Peya? But look to the Rabbi Yishmo V'Rabbonin, Machlokes Rabbi Yishmo V'Rabbonin. It's now learned like this. Mitzvahs Peya, what's the Mitzvah of Peya? Lahafresh Min HaKoma. That Lechitchil is supposed to leave over like 1/60th of your field of the Koma. When the tefillah is still growing, let's say you have a corn field, a wheat field, 1/60th of the corn or the wheat, when it's still growing, when it's still standing, you have to leave that over, that corner, for the aniyim. That's the Ikra Mitzvah. What's going to be lo yifresh min hakoma? No, you cut down all the wheat. You didn't leave anything standing. Still yafresh min oimrim. You should still set aside part of it for peya from the bundles that you have. Lo yifresh min oimrim, let's say you collected all the bundles and you took them all home. So still yafresh min akri, when you have your pile of the wheat, the kri, from that also you take off peya. Achle merchel. You can still take off peya until you do not make a meruach.
Meruach means that's like the final touch of the pile when you're smoothing it down. Merchoy. But the rocher is, merchoy, once you like smooth down the pile, at this time the wheat becomes chayv and meiser. So locher is meiser. You have to first take off your trumas and meisers now, and then benoisim loy. Then you can still give your slavachia to give peya. But before that you can't give, before you take off trumas and meisers, because then you'll be mechayiv the aniyim to give off trumas and meisers. They will know about it. Like this, lekit shechateya is potter from trumas and meisers. But here that you waited until after meruach, it's ready chal the chiv meisers, so you have to first take off meiser, and then you leave over peya, you give it to the aniyim. Rabbi Yishmael Aymer Af Mafresh Menisa. Even if you make the wheat into flour and you make a dough, still you could take off peya. If you did not leave off peya yet, still you could take off. Rosh Hashem Toch Nevelosha. Even if you ground it and made into wheat already. But L'Tanakama, according to L'Tanakama, Tochna, once you grind it up into flour, potter. Then you do not have to give payer anymore. The kniya b'shinui, you're kinder with the shinu maisa. And therefore, Chapanaf Kamin, if the yoni comes and takes to the yoni, is the obedis a gezel. And again, if he's a marry his wife with it, with the ktusha michal, that's what it has to do with the chshayla of chayim krisis. That's a machlekes until when can you still give payer. Now the Mishnah says again, so dear Kitzel, we answered this price even according to Rabbi Meir, that we dashed into all the same psukim the same way, about exactly when does a person come as Zokin Mamrei, and all these shalos also have to do with a Zach that Zdonoi Chorus, Vashigosai Chatz. Then the Mishnah said, Gimel Batidinim, there were three Bezdins there in the Beis HaMikdash, or by the Harabayis. Omer of Kana said like this, let's say the Zokei Mamri says, how do I know what I'm saying? Not that he's saying it's his own mind, his own das, but he's saying that's what I heard over. Mipi Hashemua, I heard over from my Rebbe. And the Bez Nagod glances back and says, also, Mipi Hashemua, we also heard different than you from our Rebbe. In such a case, Shein and Eric, he does not become the Zokei Mamri to be Chayiv Misa. Since he's not really saying the Psak because of his own das, he's not relying on himself. He's only saying over what he heard, therefore he's not Chayiv Misa. What's going to be even? Who Aimer Kach? Who be Einai? The Zokei Mamri says, this is the way I see it in my eyes. I see it this way, my own das, my own seichel tells me this way. Vein Aimrim, and the Bez Nagod says back to him, Kach Hu be Einenu. This is what it is in our eyes. We think the other way. Einu Nerek, he is not killed. For Koshkan, for sure, who I am with Pia Shmua, that if he, the Zokei Mamri, says, this is the way I heard over, they say, Kachu Benenu, this is the way it is in my eyes. Einu Nerek is not killed. But when is he killed? At Sheyemer until Kach, who be Einai. Until the Zokei Mamri says, you know why I hold this way? Because that's the way I feel is right. My own eyes, my Seichel tells me this is the right shot. And the Bez Nagodu says back, not that they also say because of the Seichel, but only in the case of Mipi Hashemua, that they say clearly we have a Kabbalah from our Rebbe this way. So in such a case, if you still have the chutzpah to argue against the Bez Nagodu, in such a case, Yechayiv Misa. The Lord says, Teda, bring your proof for this. Sharei Lehogu Es HaKavya Ben Malalo.
they did not kill a kavi b'malalo. And Rashi brings down the Maisa was that he argued in the Bez Nagodol. Rashi says, Nechlek ha-chachomim b'leshka sagozis. He argued on the chachomim. B'dala dvorm in four things, b'mesech didius.
That the Maisa lewa shoyoyim l'b'nei said to his son, b'shabirat before his nifta, that chosu b'chod b'dal dvorm in four things you should be chosim. Because he was not, but his son was, but according to the kids, he was chaylik on the Bez Nagodol and they didn't kill him. So if you learn that this is good, it could be that the Bez Nagodol did not argue on him because of Pi Shemua. They only argued him because of their Kabbalah. Or else, because of their own Svara. Or else he had a Kabbalah. So if there are Tanoim conditions, when the Zaka Mamre is called the Zaka Mamre, then it's good by a Kabbalah Ben Halalah. Mor says though, but Rebbelezer says, Rebbelezer Oimer, Arfilhu Oimer Mipi Ashmua. Even if the Zokin Mamri argues and says, I have a Kabbalah, this is the right way. Vein Oimer, when they answer back, Kachu Bieneinu, no, even the least amount that the Bez Nagodol says, we don't have a Kabbalah, shows this is the way we feel is the right psak. Nerag, still, the Zokin Mamri is killed, he has no right to argue against the Bez Nagodol. What's the reason? Kadesh lo yibu machlekes be Yisrael. We do not want to have machlekes in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, a person that argues against the Bez Nagodol, he's chayv misa. For him, time so you could ask the question, mifnei ma lehorgu es akavi b'malalo? How come they did not kill them akavi b'malalo? The answer is, mifnei shle hoyru halacha l'maisa. He did not teach halacha l'maisa. He only held he was right, but he did not tell his talmidim to do the way he held. So since he was not hoyre, did not pass, and did not tell people to do the way he held, therefore he's not chayv misa. So Tanam learned like this. It says now Mishnah that the Zokin Mamre comes to the Bezdin and says, Kach Dorashti, this is the way I dash into my city. The Kach Dorashu Chavera, we had a machlekes there. This is the way the other Chum held. Or else Kach Lamarati, this is the way I taught the learning in my city. The Kach Lomdu Chavera, this is the way the people that argue on me, this is the way they taught Alocha. So what's this double ocean? My love doesn't mean to say, do I mean with Pia Shemua, that Zokin Mamre says, this is the way I heard from a Rebbe. They answer back, no, Kach Bieneinu, this is the way it is in my eyes. And still this is called the case of a Zokin Mamre. So it's a Kasha on the Tanakama, that he says, they're only Chayiv, if he says, Kach Bieneinu, and they answer back with Pia Shemua. So Mora says, Lord, it's not the pshat here. Loi, who I me says kachu b'einai. This is the way I feel is the right shot. V'einai m'mim, they answer back, mipi ha-shemua. This is the way we heard over. We have such a kabbalah this way. Let's see if there's no kashan on the Tanakama. That's the way he'll learn. That's the only time you have the case of a Zokin Mamre. Toshima coming here. The Yom Rabbi Yashia, B'yashia said, Shloisha dvorim, three things, Sachli Ziri, Ziri told me over, Miyansha Yerushalayim, from the people of Yerushalayim. Like this, it's about the three halachas, that the Baal or husband, Shemochol HaKinov, Kinui Mochol. Even though the husband was jealous, he saw the way his wife was going with a man. So he warned her, he gave her a warning, and now if she would be found again with him, she would become a Saita. But let's say before there was Stira, the husband was Mechel. The husband said, you know what, I'm taking back the warning that I gave you. So then the lacha is, even though she's found to be alone with that man, she does not become a Saita. A Saita was only after there was Kino, then there was Stira. But here, even though the husband first gave his wife Kino, he was Nakani, he warned her. But if later he asks her what, he retracts it, so the Mechila is called the Mechila. The same thing, Ben Soiru Meira, Sherotsu Avivimai, Limcholai, Mechila.